Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Sherry Denham and your phone calls. Thanks for joining us today for New Life.
Welcome to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. All of our calls for this classic program have already been taken, but if you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Sherry Denham. Dr. Hubbard happens to be the author of The Secrets Women Keep and The Secrets Young Women Keep. And those are very secretive because they're secrets, right?
They're actually about letting your secrets out, yes. Yeah.
What's not so secret? What's one of the biggest secrets, like the most common
one of the biggest secrets when we polled tons of women was just how unhappy women are in their marriages. And maybe that's not a secret to most people, but for someone to confess that is a huge secret, especially as a Christian woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
You remember Debbie Gibson?
Okay, yes. The singer?
Singer Debbie Gibson. Mm-hmm. So she just came out and said, no, didn't come out. She just announced that the reason that she is not going through the Lindsay Lohan issues is because she had counseling and therapy.
Wow.
So one of the secrets that women wish they would keep is let's go get some counseling. And then maybe we can
let's get some help instead of let's not tell anybody because it's so shameful.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it starts with just confessing and sharing and supporting one another. Isn't it amazing how much freedom comes when you just offload nobody ever felt or...
Right, but getting up to that point, well, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Here's what is interesting to me. Women are known to be connectors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see on the playground, you see the little girls. One says, my mom eats Cheese Whiz with her waffle in the morning. And the other one says, wow, so does mine. And the other one, yeah, I think, well, I know mine would love that. But you see little boys, and one kid says, you know, my dad can eat 3 waffles in the morning. And the other one says, well, mine can eat 6. And the other one says, mine eats 9, and he puts Cheese Whiz on it. So, you know, it's a very different thing.
Yeah.
But how many times have we seen women go through with the big secret, the big abortion secret?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or whatever it is, the prison secret. And you can't really connect with other women unless you're willing to reveal the secrets.
There has to be some place where you can really be authentic and reveal who you are.
Right. So if you've never found that place, we have counselors for you all over this country. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is where our network of counselors exist. And what we're going to do right now is go to our phones, and let's talk to Casey from Starkville, Mississippi. And Casey listens on XM Satellite Radio, and we're glad that he does. Hi, Casey. Welcome to New Life.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. How you doing? What's going on? What's happening in your world today?
I'm doing fine. I'm just living my life in a lot of resentment and a lot of regrets. And I was just wanting some advice how to get away from it and what do I need to do.
Okay, what's the big regret, Casey?
Make a long story short, I was molested by a man when I was young.
Okay.
And I turned to porn when I got probably about 13, 14. Just, I guess, proved myself that wasn't nothing wrong with me.
Sure.
Okay.
And, of course.
And, all right.
You know.
So sorry.
That's all right.
And the pornography's had a hold on you since then?
Yes, sir.
All right. You hold on.
Okay.
hold on, we're going to go to a break, and we'll talk with you. Sound like a broken man. Mm. Right where God loves to have us so he can use us in new ways. So there's hope for you. We'll talk about it right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Casey. And Casey was molested and got into pornography, just trying to prove that he was normal, and it's still with him. Casey, what's happened? How could we help you today?
Anyway, 5 years ago, I was dating this lady, and it still haunts me till this day. And you know, I started watching porn and all this crap, and then I wanted to tell her, but I couldn't. And I guess I didn't know how. Hmm. And all I did was bawl when I come up to her, or could even call her on the phone. Hmm. And I finally just broke it off. And when I did, she, you know, called me and told me that I wasn't but childish and immature and all this other stuff. And I couldn't even defend myself. I was just so torn apart.
I'm so sorry.
But I have to be honest. God has taken the porn away from me because I haven't watched it over in a month. And I know that ain't long, but I don't have no desire for it anymore.
Okay, so how could we help you today?
I just need some advice, what I need to do, because I do understand I need some help.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, we would encourage you to read Every Man's Battle, so that you have some insight into your attraction to pornography. Then, it sounds like to me you're ready to grow in character, and I'll send you the book Every Man, God's Man, which will help you do that. But here's what I really think. I think you're at a place where you need to go to the Every Man's Battle workshop so that you can take this situation right now, this broken heart that you have, and let God mold it and mend it into the man of integrity that you want to be.
I'm 43 years old. Why did it take me so long to grow up? I mean, to even
get
a clue.
Yeah, you've got half your life left, at least I would think, and two thirds of your adult life left, or three fourths of your adult life left. So it's good that you're doing it. The question why can keep us from the answer to what. What is it that God wants me to do? And that's what we want to see. You get into the what. And you need to get some help. When you say he took the pornography away, but see, he didn't step in and give you character.
Yeah.
He didn't step in and help you connect with other people, and he didn't put you in community. So when God delivers us or takes something away, we still have a journey, and it starts right there with building our own character, connecting with another person, and living in community, and especially in the church community. That's the path God wants you to be on. I'll send you those two books, Every Man's Battle, Every Man's God's Man, and I'll send you Transformation, which gives you that path. But I'd love to see you go to that workshop. It would change your life. Anything you want to add?
Hey, Casey, you know, your question is, why has it taken me this long to grow up? And I think you were a young man when an older gentleman abused you. And sometimes, really, when that happens, it kind of derails us. It pulls us offline for a while. And really, you started trying to answer the question, am I okay, in pornography, and trying to find that answer in women. You know, to make you feel better about what had happened. And yet, as I'm just listening to Steve and his male voice and his male words just lovingly speak into your heart, men, healthy male relationships help to build character and integrity.
They do.
In other men. And so, congratulations on your 30 days of sobriety. My first recommendation to you would be that you would get hooked into some other men that you can, one, be accountable 2, be honest with. And 3, start to build some healthy relationships, real relationships that you can trust that are safe.
Okay. I'm glad you called. You know, a wonderful scripture is right after the one that I read earlier, 1 Thessalonians, or read in another program, 1 Thessalonians 3. Was that earlier on this program? I think it was. Did
it's
I read
good.
That?
On this one. Go ahead. Say it again. We
Here
can
it
hear
is.
It again.
Chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians. God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion, like the pagans who do not know God and his way. So here's just a direct command. People say, well, is that wrong? Is this right? Whatever. You know, just don't have sexual sin in your life. Just eliminate it in all forms. The Bible even says, don't let there be a hint of sexual immorality in your life. And one of the great passages from Job is, do not let your eyes move to the left or the right. Boy, that says stay focused on God. And how many people walk around looking to the left or the right? Casey, I'm so glad that you called, and I think this is the beginning of something pretty amazing for you, and I'm so grateful that you let us have a chance to talk with you about this. God loves you, Casey. He absolutely loves you. And when God says don't, you know what he's really saying when he says don't to stuff? He's saying don't hurt yourself. He's not saying don't because I don't want you to have a good time. He knows what a good time is. A good time is being connected to him and doing the right thing and feeling good about yourself. I think that's one of the mature questions of the day. Do you want to feel good or do you want to feel good about yourself? Two entirely different things. Linda from Anchorage, Alaska, KATB is that station. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I am blessed.
Well, that's good to know, Linda. And we enjoyed our time up there on our cruise to Alaska. We didn't get quite far north as Fairbanks is. You're calling
Anchorage.
From Anchorage. Yeah, Anchorage. So, all right. We didn't even get to Anchorage, much less Fairbanks. How could we help you today? How could we help?
I have been married and divorced 4 times, and the last one, I did go to counseling. I've been in counseling for 3 years because it made me feel like I was worthless, and I always felt like I was doing something wrong, and each one of my husbands committed adultery, got other women pregnant, but I stayed in the marriage, and the last one was very abusive, and he felt like he didn't have to work or pay bills, and my house went into foreclosure, and I had to fight to keep my home. But what it did to me emotionally was always made me feel like I wasn't good enough for someone, and why did they cheat or why did they become abusive? And well, I dated.
First, help us understand what was it in your childhood that you think would lead you down a path of picking such sick and inappropriate mates, 4 of them. What makes sense to you that would be part of that influence?
Well, they didn't. I didn't see any of those things until after we were married,
okay,
because
right,
they
but,
were always.
Okay, but
very
what,
kind, very gentle, very loving, very giving.
I see.
And we dated maybe 1
okay,
year.
That wasn't my
Linda,
question.
Linda, no. With your mom and dad.
Yeah.
With your
what,
mom
yeah.
and dad.
What was it that happened back before you were even dating that kind of makes sense that you would have a hard time seeing the negative side of someone?
Well, my mom and dad, my father was very abusive. He was an alcoholic, and he beat my mother. So I never wanted anyone who drank or did those kind of things. So
uh-huh.
I didn't date anyone
okay.
that drank.
Okay, okay. This is a perfect example. Oh, my goodness. Okay, just
go ahead,
bear with me.
Steve.
We must never use a behavior of our parents as the standard to avoid. Here's what I'm talking about. See, you were trying to avoid someone that drank and beat you. So there's your standard. Well, beating and drinking is way down here. God's standard is way up here for you. And so if we make our parents, we get exactly, you know, we'll usually do pretty well until we find out the other side, and they're really exactly what we were focused on, that standard that we avoid, we are attached to it. So we shouldn't go out and marry someone in reaction to the way we were raised. We've got to marry them because they fit the standard that God has for you for a spouse. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
A little bit.
You know, and Linda, in healthy situations, dads are supposed to reflect to their daughters as they're growing how a man should treat them. And so telling them, oh, you look beautiful, or, you know, highlighting the good things about them and connecting with them. That then teaches a girl how to go out and connect in the world. And when you have an abusive alcoholic father who is more into the alcohol than into relationships, and when he is into relationships, it's rather hurtful, that doesn't set you up to choose very well, unfortunately. And I kind of hear that you kind of kept trying to choose someone different. Okay, that guy, he cheated, so now I'm going to choose someone different. Mm-hmm. Looking for the right guy instead of dealing with those hurts that started a long time ago.
And Linda, you have acted in desperation, and it makes so much sense. Your father mm-hmm. didn't fill that need that a young daughter has for a dad.
Well, and you feel like you're not good enough.
Right. So you've proved that you weren't good enough, and now you've been attached to these guys. And I'm telling you, it is not too late to turn your life around. How old are you right now?
55.
That's a great, nice speed limit age to turn things around. Sherry, you had a thought here?
Well, yeah. I just was wondering what, Linda's your big aha from having spent 3 years in counseling. What's come out of that for you as far as choosing differently?
I still don't know how to choose differently, but I do know that I have value and worth, and that I'm a good person, and mm-hmm. I deserve someone in my life that I can love and that's going to be good to me. I just don't know how to choose because I'm afraid.
Afraid of?
Afraid of getting meeting someone and he turns out to be a monster.
Well, this is how you avoid the monster, okay? Is you don't tolerate the little goblins. You don't tolerate when they're little monsters, and then you avoid the big ones. It's really holding on to your sense of value and worth and saying, you know, when he doesn't treat you well, like Jill said, mm-hmm. when they don't treat you well, you don't accept that is okay. Sometimes when we've had abusive parents, we try to like fix something that was broken a long time ago, and we keep trying to fix it over and over and over again. It's broken. It's broken. You need to just start saying no to something that doesn't feel right.
Except the thing is, Linda, a lot of times when you've been broken like this, you want so badly to feel special. So then those guys that come along and are great at charming and making you feel really special right away are the ones that kind of seduce you into relationship.
Yeah, it's that little warning sign.
But here's what I would say. Why don't you take the next 5 years and do some male fasting? In other words, why don't you go find those girlfriends that you don't have and connect with them and build a life that doesn't need a man? Say, well, I don't want to be alone. Well, no, you don't have to be alone. You can be at art class in the evening, be at dance class the next evening. You can be at a friend's house the evening after that. You don't ever have to be alone. You can be at church. You can be working on a committee. You can be at Celebrate Recovery. All those things that could really fill your life up versus a man. Have you thought about that?
Well, I've been alone for the last 3 years. I haven't been dating anybody. But,
good.
But do you have a community?
You know, and this is, Steve brings up a thought. You know, I'm like, where are you? Do you have any married friends that are married to good men?
You sound so isolated as we talk to you. Is that true?
I'm very isolated. I don't like people to get close to me.
Well,
and darling, that's going to keep you desperate.
And that'll keep you attaching on to me. And eventually you'll say, I've been alone long enough. And then there goes that people picker out there finding some guy. And it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
We want something better for you. And so you have to work through why it is that you don't want people to get close. and hearing about your background, well, it makes sense that you wouldn't want people to get too close. But you can get help for that. I want to talk to you about getting a counselor in our New Life Network. Anybody else can find out about one in their area by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number. Or you can go to newlife.com, our website.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham, Dr. Jill Hubbard, who are giving me a hard time over my prescription for 5 years, free of men, taking her to age 60. Okay, maybe it's a little
long.
Yeah, that's a long time for anyone to kind of buy off on right away.
So, I mean, it was the right answer, but yeah, maybe it is.
But if she was part of community, she could have friendships, and who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we want to send her? I'll send her...
I think How We Love.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That will help you.
Yeah,
I think it will. Ernesto Redondo Beach, KKLA. Hi there, Ernesto. How are you?
So-so.
So-so. Okay, what's the so and the so?
Well, I've been married for 16 years. I let go of the Lord. I had a nice walk with the Lord for 9 years, and I fell into drinking again, just my old self, after a season of being a truck driver. I let go of the truck driving to be with my wife, and because they were the most important thing for me.
Okay, and, so you gave up truck driving to be with your wife, right?
Yeah, and family. And
okay, so what happened?
Well, I let go of her. I didn't pay attention. I was doing the groceries. I was doing the picking up of the kids after school, helping with homework, just being a dad, involved in sports. And I took my eyes off my wife, and somebody else walked in.
Hmm.
And that what triggered all of this was that she had a surgery, a cosmetic surgery done. Not to be so specific, but she was in the hospital for one night, and I was so mad and feeling rejected, I guess, or I didn't want to visit her. And that's when she says this guy started talking to her. And she fell for him. And
okay.
At first, I didn't know what they were up to. But she told me to move out of the apartment. And
yeah. All right, Ernesto, I think we get the picture. Now, what is your question for us here?
Well, I don't know if to get divorced or not. Just I know about the affair, and she talked to me about it. I made a mess over the... It's just been 3 months now.
Well, now, is she continuing to see the man or not?
Yes.
Yes.
She's still with him. They still hang out.
Okay.
I don't know. It's been 3 months. I've been with her 16 years. I don't know if just...
Yeah. And so you think the drinking that you did and some of the other things, that really pushed her away from you?
Well, yeah. Pretty much. You know, she'll complain about it. And I made a new commitment with the Lord 3 months ago, but it's just...
I'm so sorry for what you're going through there. Let's hear what Sherry and Jill have to say.
Ernesto, I'm so sorry. And, you know, I wonder, it kind of sounds like your wife may have been telling you some things all along, and it sounds like you've made some good changes, but I'm wondering if maybe they were a little bit too late in some ways. And then when you don't get positive feedback from those changes, you know, because, you know, she may not give you positive feedback right away, because usually a spouse needs to see the changes for a long time before they start to really trust it. It sounds like you get easily discouraged and fall back into your old patterns. And so I kind of hear this constantly, things are just kind of falling away from you and you can't hold on to them. And yet now you're feeling the regret of all of that. So
yeah, the guilt is what most gets me. I mean, I've been getting suicide thoughts. It's been 16 years. I mean, I was totally dedicated to my kids.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't heavy drinking. It was, you know, here at home, not going out. I mean,
okay.
I drove a minivan for crying out loud.
Okay. Well, I think it's time to stand up and ask her, okay, you know, what does what does she need from you in order to move forward? I mean, she's showing you with her behavior that she's moving towards somebody else, okay? And so, you know, there has to be kind of a statement here of, you know, are you going to continue to allow this to happen? You know, what is she wanting? What are you wanting?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know what to do because I'm a Christian and she was a Christian. And
well,
okay.
Give up my marriage? Should I just walk away? Because every time I'm not
after 3 months
with him, I mean, just crumble.
But yeah, Ernesto, it's you've been married 16, and there's mm-hmm. been 9 years, right? That there's been mm-hmm. some struggle.
No.
Oh, after 9 years.
He's been a Christian 9 years.
Okay, oh, Christian for 9 years. But there was drinking for a part of that.
6 months.
Only
6 months.
You've been sober for 6 months?
But prior to that, wasn't there drinking also?
No, I didn't drink at all.
All right, Ernesto.
Oh, okay.
I think we're... All right, we're kind of confused about everything, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You got to go to work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get help for you. You have to not tell her about, you know, how great things could be, but she just needs to see you getting help. Maybe that will draw her back to you. It's your best hope.
Well, right, because I hear you kind of laying down and dying, and you really have to stand up and kind of be the man, get some help, and move forward so she can see the things she's been wanting to see in
him. And I would talk with the other man, and I would say, I love my wife. I want you to leave her alone. Mm-hmm. I think we've got a chance to get back together, but you're going to have to step out of the picture. Be the man and step out. Leave my wife alone. Sometimes just that alone will cause a man to move away from the woman. So do that. You got to get some help for yourself. I'd be going to some codependency meetings and maybe an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I'd get some counseling, join a men's Bible study. I'd be mm-hmm. working on Ernesto. And then you can be proud of the man that you bring back to her. There's still hope here. Don't give up yet. We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here for the second half of New Life Live with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Sherry Denham. And we're going to go right to Yvonne from Cerritos, California. Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to New Life. You listen on KKLA.
Yes, I do.
How are you today? What's going on?
I wanted to find out, or asked, I've been married for almost 6 years, and my husband and I have been separated since November.
Okay.
And the reason is that it seems from the beginning there's been a lot of lies and betrayal. In the beginning, it was with his ex-wife.
He was having relations with his ex-wife, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
When you were married?
Yes.
And how long were they apart between marriages? Like, how much time in between?
You know, from my understanding, and this is the whole thing, when we were dating and so forth, I really don't think I knew the full story of it. Mm. And from my understanding, it was like 2 or 3 years. But from what I understand is that they were still in contact. I found this out later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
How long did you date him, Yvonne?
You know, actually, we were friends for like about a year, maybe a little over a year, because I had been in a long-term relationship and I just wanted some space, so I wasn't really looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but he was just so kind and just there. And when I finally decided, and the whole time he wanted a relationship with me. He wanted to start a family. He wanted a lot of things with me. When I finally decided, and we got married, I got pregnant, and afterwards it was I changed my mind, and the ex-wife came in, and I mean she had been calling prior to that, but he kept saying that she was just angry and so forth. Anyways,
so we get the picture. What can we help you with? How could we help you?
Well, after finally of 4.5 years of dealing with this, I just finally said, you need to leave.
Okay.
You need to get out. He's been out of the home. And my whole thing is I need to see some truth now. I need to see really what you wanted for this family, because obviously it's not what I had hoped for.
Right, okay.
And so my question is, at this point, I see him really just taking this lightly still. Taking this as anything that I've asked for has not, he's not come forward with, even with being accountable for his whereabouts. Anything that I can have him be accountable for, it's not there. The honesty's not there. So I'm at a point of, you know, I can't keep trying. I feel like I can't keep trying. So at this point, what do I do?
Okay.
Do I just move on?
Have you done anything?
I have. I had him and I go to counseling about a year and a half ago, and with our pastor, and that was a big joke because he kind of was just kind of there taking it very lightly, made a joke of it, did not do anything that the pastor had asked us to do.
Hmm.
Went to a counselor. That was kind of a big joke too. And now he's saying I'll go, but I think that's just his motive to get back in the home.
Well, wait a second. Now we got something to work with.
Because it's worked. What you did worked.
He wants to come back in.
Right, he does. He's always wanted to come back in.
Okay, so we've got motivation there. Now, it doesn't mean that if he goes to counseling, he moves in that night.
Right.
But if he wants to come back in, you need to let him know you can come back in once we have completed 10 weeks of counseling or once we've gone to a New Life weekend. Or something like that, where it's a professional, where they deal with folks with the same kind of struggle all the time. I mean, you're in a good place here.
Okay.
Well, in 10 weeks might even be a little short.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you know,
that's true.
This is why you're undershooting it.
Now,
I was
trying to compensate for the five-year thing there. But anyway.
You want to see some changes, right, Yvonne?
Yeah, it's not just him doing time.
And that's my whole point. At this point, I look at him and he comes to me and I don't believe anything.
So tell him,
we got to see that character being built here. You and I, let's get some counseling together, but also you need a character building program that you're involved
with. Well, right, and he needs to choose. Who does he want to be married to? You or his ex-wife?
Well, supposedly now that ex-wife, I don't know the full story behind that, but I think she just kind of gave him the boot, so now I think that's why he's, okay, now I'm willing to work here.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. When you were with him, and was intimacy something that was a healthy thing in your marriage?
You know what? It really was. It was up to the point where I just kind of stopped it because I thought, no, you know, I didn't know at that point what was going on, and I had it all really laid out on that he was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, when I just came to terms with that, because that's what it really was, I stopped it.
Okay.
And I, to this day, have not given in to any of that.
Well, I tell you, I just can't encourage you anymore to encourage him to get into some kind of thing that builds character, recovery, whatever it is.
I think every man's battle.
Yeah. Why don't you tell him to go to Every Man's Battle? It will rid him of the desire to be with his ex-mother.
He's having an affair, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
He is just looking for where he can have the good feelings from a woman.
He needs to give up his ex-mother and latch on to you. And he's not going to do that just you wishing or hoping. He needs to do some radical things to prove that he really wants to move back in. But don't let him back in until you feel like, hey, this is a different man. I believe what he says now. Right. Tell him you don't believe what he says. And tell him that when you do...
That's my response to him, and his whole thing is, get over it. What's done is done.
Oh, now that's
okay.
Well, that's connected.
That is the very thing that is the problem, obviously. And
right.
So,
and that was just like 2 weeks ago that he told me that. The minute I let him get one foot in, even to have conversation with me, spend time with the children and I, that's what it comes into. And I'm thinking, I can't do this. I cannot allow you. And that's my other point. I can't allow him to come in and spend, let's say, a day with us, play house with us. And, you know, he has a family, and then go off and play. I mean, that's just my logic.
Well, Yvonne, where you're at right now at this juncture is you're at an opportunity to walk in. Like Steve said, you are at the helm at this point, and you really are inviting him to step up to the plate. You know what it feels like to live with a man who's disconnected, who has a fear of intimacy. He has a fear of intimacy.
Right.
And I'm wondering how much connection there even was early on, but that's not something to answer right now. You need to get into counseling. And right now, if he is going to come with you, a good, strong marriage counselor, you need to get in to see a marriage counselor. And I would actually, I understand seeing the pastor, I would keep it in the marriage counselor ring because there's some complexities right now that you guys need to address. But you're going to feel it. If he's connecting with you or willing to risk connecting with you, you're going to feel the difference. And you need to know that.
And let me ask you this. What is the thing that you could work on about you that would make you a better partner for him?
I think really at this point, I've been through counseling for a year and a half now straight and still going, is that there's a lot of hurt and a lot of anger and a lot of distrust. And I'm having a really hard time putting that wall down and letting him come in because of everything that's happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's something really interesting about your courtship. You were friends for a year, which sounds really good, but then you kind of jumped in and had a baby. You didn't really have a lot of time of building your relationship and building intimacy.
No, you're right.
And so that you own. That
yes,
I would ask you and say, what is that about you that it was okay?
Right. And I do take, I think of anything that I've learned through the time that I've been in counseling is that I see there was a lot of red flags.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
A lot of mistakes that I've made, insecurities that I had. I think the first couple of years was based on fear that I was living in, the fear of losing him, just a lot of insecurities on my end.
So, Yvonne, whatever you can own, you own.
Own that,
you know, even if it's just 10% of the problem, you own that because that will help him, hopefully, to step up to the plate. But you also don't want to trust any of his words.
Right.
You want to see his behavior change and his attitude change, and that's what you'll feel.
All right. I'm glad that you called, and I will send you a copy of The Secrets That Women Keep. I hope that will be a blessing to you. I'm going to send you Regret-Free Living, and I'm going to send you this, Every Heart Restored, because you're a woman scorned, you could say, over the sexual infidelity of your husband. And what a sad thing that this ex-wife is the person. We really feel for you there. So I'll send that to you, and all of our resources are available at newlife.com and 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call if all of a sudden God lays upon your heart, I could support this ministry. I like what they're doing, helping people in the most desperate of situations. If you want to be part of that, then just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham and Dr. Jill Hubbard. And by the way, you know, you can download our app, the New Life app, and it allows you to stream New Life Live broadcasts, catch up on the archive broadcast, read articles, enjoy video teaching, All that stuff is right there. Be sure and join me on Facebook Live, 5 o'clock Eastern, every weekday. I'd love to have you there. And also, I'm preaching on Labor Day at Northview Church. You can get that online, as you can get a lot of churches online right now. By the way, if you give a gift of any amount today, I'm going to send you a CD, which is the best of Dr. Heyman. He's answered a lot of questions here on the program, and we put all that together to give you a best of. I think you'll really like it. But also, we're just, you know, this month of August, if you will join Club New Life, it will change this ministry, and we'll, to say thank you, we'll send you Conquer Worry and Anxiety by Dr. Heyman, Growth Has No Boundaries by Cloud Townsend, Emotional Freedom Workbook, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, Healing Is a Choice, and Take Your Life Back. All of that coming your way is our way of saying thank you. You know, sometimes we do the best we can, and then we have to realize, I just might have an extreme limitation here. And that's when you pick up the phone, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can help you with the character growth inside. We can help you with the conflict that may be preventing you from experiencing life the way God wants you to experience it. All you have to do, and I know a phone can weigh about 300 pounds when you need to pick it up and ask for help. But boy, is that ever a great way to change everything.
Yeah, you know, it's hard work. I just, you know, Steve, it's amazing how many people have called today that have almost wanted permission to get out and get divorced.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, it's the first, kind of the first reaction when someone's unfaithful is you just, you know, you want to leave.
Yeah.
And you're so insulted. I think that's one of the big parts. It's such an insult to you personally. But, we know that if there's any way you can prevent a divorce, have reconciliation, restoration, it really is the best way to go.
Right, because divorce doesn't stop the pain.
Hey, why don't we go up to Seattle for our final caller, Frank from Seattle, Washington, KGNW. Hello, Frank. Welcome to New Life.
Hey, Steve. Hi, this is Frank, cartoonist. I gave you a piece of my heart at the thing in Seattle when you're here.
Yes, you drew some little kitties for me. Thank you very much. One had an eating disorder, and the others were not shocked.
Yeah, it was really fun to see you. I've been a big fan of yours for years, and I'm just struggling with getting organized. And like I've been diagnosed with ADD, and I take mild ADD, like 15 milligrams of ADD medication, and then, but I don't know, it just seems like I struggle with just a lot of projects. You know, I do comedy, I write music, and you know, I teach Sunday school, and I'm been doing my, plus I have my art business, but it's just, I don't know, someone told me about this site called Contextualize Things, and I don't know.
Well,
and I've
Frank,
seen some videos.
Frank?
Yeah,
you do really nice work, and you have ADD,
which lots of creative people do.
Yeah,
and you teach a Sunday school class, and so I want to ask you the question somebody asked me a long time ago: this ADD thing, how's it working for you? Well, you're not tidy, you're not all put together like some uptight people. No, like people that maybe have more structure.
A lot of fun.
But it sounds like to me, Frank, that you're doing a lot of things, and you're living a lot of life. It's just not all put together nice and neatly. And I don't know that that's really a valid goal for people like us.
Right.
That's my thought. Now you guys have some
right.
advice.
So who is telling you, Frank, that you need to be different? Or where is that voice inside of you coming from?
Well, I mean, just like finding things that are missing, and
okay.
I just feel...
So there's some chaos that kind of follows you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm just debating, like, I'd love to be able to do comedy, but sometimes I just feel like there needs to be more people just out there preaching
well,
the gospel.
Well, Frank, That's probably one of the most difficult things to actually achieve is making people
right.
laugh. I mean, that you're really setting yourself up for failure if you're saying, I think I want to be a comedian. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can, in your teaching of Sunday school, you can use humor, and it will be a gift to the people that you're teaching. What grade, what age do you teach in Sunday school?
Fifth and sixth, and...
See, I operate at a fifth and sixth grade level, so, you know, you can do the same thing. But, Frank, you can go online and you can just Google organization, you can Google structure and organization, and you'll find some tools that will help you there. But I just think a lot of times we think that there's some system and it's going to change our personality from the inside out.
Well, right. And it suddenly, if we get completely organized, then we're going to be able to do all these things we envision. And Frank, when you're a creative person, you've got lots of ideas. And there's lots of things you could do. And you could possibly be a stand-up comedic. But, you know, we have to make some choices. And when we make choices, then we have to let go of other things because there isn't time to do everything. And that sometimes with ADD, it's hard to make a decision. It's hard to make a choice because is this the right choice? So we're all over because we want to do everything. So some things you're going to have to set aside and say, okay, what has God put right in front of me? What is realistic and what is doable? And then, Frank, you're going to have to bring some other people alongside of you that have strengths where you don't, that can help add some structure to your life to help you, you know, and capitalize on the things that you're really good at.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're really good at a lot.
Exactly. And sometimes when our internal world, our house, gets really crazy, which it
does. We call the cleaning lady.
Yeah. It's hiring. It's hiring helpers who love organization that can really help us with some of that chaos. Because when our internal world, external world feels chaos, we feel more chaos on the inside. So it does help to
save your money so that you can get someone to come in and do that.
Yeah, to come in and set up some systems.
Or you can trade off with a friend, you know?
Yeah.
Trade out some things where you both
have
strengths.
I mean, there is a practical part of getting help.
There is.
Because, you know, sometimes there's a lot of shame that comes with ADD, feeling like I just can't get it right.
Mm-hmm. Can't get it together like someone who is like a teacher or something, very structured.
But there's others that can help us.
Paul said to Timothy, stay true to what is right. And sometimes what's right for one person isn't right for us when it comes to these life management things. And that's what we're saying. God loves you like you are, and he's not going to love you anymore if you start using some kind of system and get organized. How do I know? I'm one of... Yes, Jill.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to throw something else in because there is an organization called Clutterers Anonymous.
Clutterers Anonymous.
And they deal with the internal and external clutter. It's a 12-step group, and they give lots of great tools.
And Messies Anonymous is another.
Messies Anonymous, yeah. So sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, no problem. If you can help us, would you do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com? We love getting to be there with you. We don't think of ourselves as talking to a bunch of people or millions of people, but just to you. This is who this program is for. And so if you enjoy the program, if you're learning something from it different than other programs you've seen, please respond to God's nudge and give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. You can give online. And we'll be very, very grateful. My thanks, my gratitude to Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Sherry Denham. Always enjoy doing the program with them. And as you tell us, you enjoy them on the program too. Have a great day and don't get tired of doing the next right thing. It will lead you right into the heart and will of God. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.